Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. Being new to the UK, I don't really yet fully know east from west or north from south. One of my business associates, who now lives in South Africa, and I on Wednesday drove back from a conference in Loughborough to Bourne End, my new hometown. Not knowing the UK, we were 100% reliant on the navigation voice telling us, take a slight right turn at the next roundabout. We quickly came to the realization that we were heading the wrong way when we realized after 2 hours of driving that we were in Oxford. Navigation systems are amazing, but they do sometimes take us to the wrong destination. As children of God, we have an internal navigation system that cannot and will not ever steer us in the wrong direction. Our scripture this week comes from Isaiah 45 verses 2 to 3. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Let us be determined this week to let our Father God direct our steps. Jesus explained in John 14:6 that He is the way. We can therefore walk in Him. It is because of Him and through Him that we are able to breathe and move. He is our only true reality. He is the only one who can direct and steer us towards our heavenly home. He is the navigation system, set with utmost respect, that will never fail us and never steer us in the wrong direction. He will guide us towards our final destination, towards hope, light, and life. Are you inclined to listen for our Lord's voice directing you? Do you know and wholeheartedly believe that Jesus is the way, that He is the truth, and that He is life? If we walk in the way He directs us, we are breathing, moving, and living in Him. Jesus further explained that to live in Him is to know Him, and to know Him is to know our Father God too. So don't be troubled, don't get anxious when you don't know where to go. Trust Jesus, and in trusting Him, trust our Father God to direct your next step. Let's rejoice and praise our Lord, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. Let's glorify the name of Jesus. Let's display the gospel in and through our lives. Let's rejoice and praise our Lord, not only for His goodness, blessings, miracles, and victories, but also for His promptings and direction, His grace and His love. And lastly, let's serve our Lord with gladness. Let's do life together. Let's work together to advance the kingdom. Let's create a beautiful harmony of glory to our Father. Let's pray together. Jesus, show us the way and we will walk in it. Thank you that we can trust and believe in you. Thank you that you will never steer us in the wrong direction, but that we are safely headed towards our final destination. We glorify your mighty name, the name above all names. Father, it's with gladness that we serve to glorify you. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.